Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I had Marcia, are you there? Hello? Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Our topic tonight is angels and fake angels. So that would be the demons. So basically, we're going to talk about birth angels, which are your guardian angels assigned to you at birth, and the lost angels, which are the demons, the foolers. We want to welcome our co-host, Marcia, today, who is, has a lot of knowledge on angels. I'm going to try to call her again. Okay. Hang in there with me.
Sorry. Your request cannot be accepted.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened here. We lost her. Marcia, if you can hear me, please call in, and I'll take your number off the call-in list. Father God, we come to you tonight for inspiration on all callers that are calling in for angel readings, and we ask you for your guidance, and we ask you for your lead in all areas of what needs to be known, in Jesus' precious name, amen. I'll try one more time here to get Marcia. Okay. Well, we seem to be having trouble. So I'm going to continue on. To begin with, when I was a young girl and I was in Sunday school class and they were teaching about teacher children, the commandments from the book of Jasher. And we just recently had to study all the books in the Bible, and I'm going, Jasher's not in the Bible. So I raised my hand, and they explained that it was taken out. So I kind of didn't understand that. I said, well, how are we supposed to teach someone if the book's taken out? And then they just kind of got perturbed with me, and it was like, you know, get her out of here or shut her up. I began to wonder about those books, and so I later on in life I managed to find them, and I was reading in the one of the books that was taken out called The Lost Books of Eden, and it recorded that Satan appeared to Adam and Eve as an angel of light in this chariot, and it was all beautiful and everything, and it was deceptive, of course, and he inflicted pain upon them, and fallen angels can appear as angels of light. So we have to be careful of who we're talking to. The enemy of our souls can appear as an angel of light. Another reference is in the book of Daniel. Daniel fasted and prayed, and his prayer was on a 3-week delay, and then Gabriel appeared to him and told him that Michael had to fight the devil. And also in St. Luke's Gospel, the announcing of the birth of Christ to the shepherds in the field, and prior to that, Gabriel met with Mary and gave her the message that she was going to bear the Christ child as a virgin. And so there's many, many, many references as to what to angels in the Bible. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, angels attended to Jesus when he was despairing. But for our purpose today, Psalm 103, verses 20 and 21, bless the Lord, you mighty angels of his who carry out his orders, listening for his commands. Yes, bless the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him constantly. So they serve him constantly, and they reference his word. And they are here to help mankind, so they are here to aid us. Now, when each of us is born, there's a guardian angel that's assigned to us, but other angels can help us. And there's many armies and legions of angels. You know, when Christ was upon the earth, he could have called legions of angels and wiped everybody out, but that was not his destiny. That was not his purpose. But he could have. He had the power to do that, and he didn't. God gives angels charge over our lives to guide us, to help us, to protect us, and to help us through healing, such as our guardian angels that are assigned to us. And if you look at one thing that we have in common with people, it is the fact that all religions believe in angels. So we all have that in common. So I don't know what happened to Marcia. If you can hear me out there, please call in, and I'll take your number off the switchboard. Okay. We have a caller from the 813 area code, and let's see if we can get you on the line.
Yeah,
I'll let you wait. Hello, 813, you're on the air.
Hi, this is
Hi.
Linda.
Hi,
How
Linda.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh.
Linda, listen, give me your month and day. You don't have to give me the year. No one has to reveal their age on the show here of
okay.
Your birth date so I can tell you who your guardian angel is.
Okay. February 16th.
February 16th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
February 16th. Okay, here we go. Now, I'm not even going to try to, even with college and everything, to begin to try to pronounce these, so I will spell it for you, and then I'll give you the phonic.
Okay.
It's H-A-B-O-V-I-Y-A-H. And the H-A is like, phonic pronunciation is like inhabit, so it would be hey, and bow, like in border bow, and B-I is in victory, and ya is in yard, and H is vocalized as a soft part of it. So he's your guardian angel.
Can you spell that again, please?
H-A.
H. Uh-huh.
A-B-O-V-I.
Mm-hmm.
Y-A-H.
Thank you.
And this angel is best to match you for success. Now, if you have karma around success, you need to call upon him, and you need to know that it is his job to help you reach recognition, personal charisma, social fulfillment, and he's also good for helping you find the right romance in your life. And some of the famous people that have the same angel is Cindy Crawford, Drew Barrymore, George Washington, Jennifer Love Hewitt, John Travolta, and Sidney Poitier. Wow, that's some pretty famous people with the same guardian angel, huh?
Right.
And if you want to reference this book that I'm using, it's called Angel Signs, and it's written by Albert Haldane, and I got it very reasonable. It was about somewhere between $20 and $25 in most bookstores, but I got it really at a good rate at Amazon.com. So you can get the book, and it has several pages on your angel. Now for your angel reading.
It's going to be good. A lot of good things.
Well, angel readings are for messages. It's not like that we answer questions particularly. It should cover some of the things that you're looking for. Okay. I guess you can hear my baby in the background.
Yeah.
I lost the baby at babysitter at the last minute. The first one is the angel Jophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L. And she is asking you to be patient. Patience is probably your life lesson. Your dreams are going to, bloom more rapidly than you're recognizing, but they need your patience right now. And so things are going to happen for you probably in 2014. The next angel is Jophiel, same angel. Says to get rid of clutter. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, well, in your house too, but clutter in your mind, you know, all the different ideas against what you might think is keeping around you, and to clear your energy, either using feng shui or other cleansing processes.
Okay.
And the last angel is Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to, and there's some hidden blessings that you will soon understand. So whatever you're going through and you haven't been able to find answers for is going to be revealed to you. And it'll probably be at the close of this year. 2014 will be a 7-year, and that's a very spiritual number. And so it will... A lot of things will be revealed to you at that time. And you will see some, it's things are requiring your patience. You've had a lot of delay. Just like I referenced about in the book of Daniel, how he fasted and prayed, and then he had a 3-week delay. And the angels finally came to him and told him why he had to delay. They had to remove the enemy from them. So this is when you want to call on your guardian angel, who I gave you tonight, and ask to help you clear away whatever's keeping you from your answer.
Can I say something?
You sure can.
I finally found love in my life. I have someone who treats me like a princess.
And praise God.
I know good things are coming. Good things are coming. I can just feel them. I went on a job interview today, and I feel really good about it. So when you said it'll be this year, I have a feeling that I get a feeling that that's going to be a job for me.
I think so, too. Well, that is really good news, and we had a struggle a long time to get that.
I'm just confirming. Yes.
Yes, and this confirmed everything, and so that's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you a confirmation that it's true what you say. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. And it's good to hear from you, Linda.
You.
God bless you.
You too. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have an 814. Here we go. That's Marcia, I believe. So we will get her on the line here. Is that you, Marcia?
That's me.
Oh, man.
I'm
tried dialing you in, and it said it could not complete my request.
I'm calling back in. I'm like, I wonder if she'll recognize the number. I wonder
absolutely.
If she'll... I'm like,
all right, let me try this again. and I'll get you to hang up, and if it doesn't work, call me right back.
No,
okay?
I'm fine. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You want to just stay on that way?
I'll just stay on this way. Just when you go to pick up the next caller,
mm-hmm.
don't push the button on me. Just leave
yeah.
me on.
Okay.
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 Since I can't see the switchboard. So how
okay.
has the show gone to this point?
You couldn't hear anything?
Well,
we talked about, you know, angels, and do you want to share some of the information that you have?
Well,
we did a prayer.
Did you discuss the different levels of angels?
No, go ahead. Discuss the different levels of angels.
Well, I mean, everybody, of course, knows about archangels because they're basically the high angels. But underneath the archangels, there are different levels of angels. The seraphim, the cherubim, even though we look at them or say these are cute little angels at Christmas time that we set around our house, I mean, they actually do have a function in the order of angels. I couldn't get to my notebook. I was away for the Christmas holiday, and when I unloaded the car, my son had to hurry up and get to work, so I can't get to my notebook right now. So I can't give you as much information as I'd hope to, but angels come to us. I heard Deanna, she's giving, when she's doing her readings, she's giving information that tells us who our guardian angel was at birth. Now, we all have at least the one guardian angel that's assigned to us at birth. We can have many more. It depends on what we're here to accomplish. Also, we get extra angels in at specific times, like, you know, if someone's getting married or you're having a baby or there's been some kind of trauma or a death, then you have other angels that will join your guardian angels to help you through that particular incident. And if you really think about it, since we are all part of a higher being, we're all angels to some degree. I mean, if you see someone in need and you help them, well, for that moment, you're their angel. And it could be something as simple as a smile that you gave somebody when you were walking in the post office or you're stopping to pick up your coffee and just shoot somebody a smile. I mean, they may have got up this morning and stubbed their toe and drenched themselves with hot coffee and had to change clothes, and they were already 15 minutes late. You know, their day didn't start out so good. And you may have let them know, hey, it is a good day. So you, for that moment, are somebody else's angel. Now, I know there have been a lot of photos posted on the Internet and other places that show people apparitions of angels in all different forms in hospitals where they believe a miracle has just taken place. And I won't take anything away from those. I believe in them wholeheartedly. I had an experience one time. I was working for a nonprofit organization, and I was in the basement of our office, and all of a sudden, walking from one desk to another, was the most gorgeous, gorgeous white angel, stood as tall as I did, holding a candle out in front of it. I could see it just plain as day. But you tell people these things and they think you're crazy. but they exist. They exist.
Of course they did. Well, I guess you missed out on the part where I referenced many of the incidences of the Bible, you know, the angels spoke to the shepherds in the field and announced the birth of Christ and were singing, and the angel that appeared to Mary told her that she was going to have Jesus, and the angels that came to minister to Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was at his lowest ebb. So they're there. All these things you know, they're there for us, and they want, they're like union workers. You know, union workers waiting in the union hall to go to work. They're waiting in the angel hall, ready to go to work, and they respond to God's word. And you can find that in Jeremiah chapter 1. And I referenced for today, it was Psalm 102, 103 verses 20 and 21. And it says that in that scripture that they're mighty angels. And I mentioned that Jesus could have at any time on this earth going through what he went through, called a legion of angels and wiped them all out. But he didn't do that. It wasn't his destiny. And they're there to help us.
Well,
and,
I mean, and then you have fallen angels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's
I referenced that as well.
Balthazar was one of the three wise men. And Lucifer, you know, was right up there. You know? So
he was actually the angel of the morning. He was the one that did the morning worship, and he was one of the most he was considered the most beautiful angel in heaven, but his beauty destroyed him because he wanted to take over. He wanted to do God's job, and basically they can fool you. You have to be very careful. I referenced how in the Lost Books of Eden they. Lucifer appeared to Adam and Eve and deceived them. They actually injured themselves by following him. He appeared as an angel of light in a chariot, and they got in with him, and it was a disaster. But we have to be very careful, and that's why you should, in the name of Jesus, do all your work, and then call upon your guardian angel, and then other angels are definitely assigned to you. They are.
Well, the point I was trying to make is that there is angel in all of us. There is angel in all of us. Do we take it to good or do we take it to bad? Now, that's where we have to be still and listen to the angel in us. We have to listen to our gut and let it tell us, is this, you know, someone good that we need to be involved with, or is this, for no other comparison right now, a fallen angel. Okay, now don't
exactly.
You don't need to get on that kick. Can I save this person? That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand that. But I found that their golden rules are: your feelings is your body talking to you. Okay, reasoning is your soul talking to you, and conscience is your spirit talking to you. And if you listen to your spirit. You know, most of the time we want to listen to our feelings as human beings, and then these demonic beings will play on that. They will play on those feelings, and so that's where you really have to be careful. Well, we have a caller from the 209 area code. Let's see if we can get them on the line here.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Am I still on?
Hello. 209.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to hear from you, MJ.
Yes.
Let's see. You are July 28th, is that correct?
No, I'm August 26th.
August 28th.
26.
Oh. Sorry.
26, yes.
Okay, your guardian angel, ready, is V-A... S-A-R-I, Sarai, Yah, Vasarai, Yah. And let's find out what your, that was assigned to you at birth. And some of the people, famous people that are born under the same influence of this angel is Barbara Eden, actress, Claude Debussy, a composer, Dorothy Parker, a writer, Gene Kelly, Jonathan Wainwright, Ray Bradbury, and Sean Connery.
Okay.
Okay, this angel's vitalizing factor is fruitfulness and productivity, which goes along with being the Virgo. You need to work with cosmic fire.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That could burn a lot of people.
And you also need to work with your inner vision and being receptive to this angel.
Okay.
So you want me to spell that for you again?
Yes, please, one more time.
V-A-S-A-R-I-Y-A-H.
Y-A-H, okay.
Mm-hmm. And this powerful angel enlightens your mind and guides with cosmic awareness and illumination and is endowed with life-giving power. When invoked, will bring vital life to everything around you and so I think this is an angel that you need to be calling on now.
Uh-huh.
And let me do your little angel reading here. I'm using the Archangel Oracle cards for this reading.
Okay.
Okay, your first angel is Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, and she is wanting you to notice things in your physical body and your emotional feelings right now, because there's something karmic that it's in your present line, it's in your present situation. There's something karmic that you are enduring right now that's affecting your emotional feelings. And you need to ask your guardian angel for guidance, because this is something that you must complete. Otherwise, you could change geographically. You can change faces and people in your, but still go through this again. So you need to know that you need to master this at this point. So I would say, if I was given this reading, that it means something I need to master and not allow to dominate me and my reactions. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The next angel is Chamuel, C-H-A-M-U-E-L, letting you know that he is helping you right now. And he wants you to stay connected to your spirit so that you can move forward. This is certainly hitting base, isn't it?
Certainly.
Only
is.
Because I know.
I know.
I know
this
firsthand, okay? And the last angel is Sandalphon, S-S-A-N-D-A-L-P-H-O-N. Be gentle with yourself. Don't be hard on yourself right now. And realize that you need to surround yourself with people of like mind, gentle people, people who are spiritual, and you're outnumbered on the other end.
Yeah.
So you actually need to master this and work on this and just keep connecting to your spirit angels and let them help you out of this.
Okay.
Make sense?
Perfect. Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, and happy
thank
New
you,
Year.
Thank you, angels. Thank you, Jesus,
God bless.
Your angels.
Yes. God bless you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Sometimes
okay.
You kind of get stuck in the conversation, you know. And you get lost and you forget to say, okay, how do I end this call? Oh, well.
Okay, we have one from the 9-1. Oh, area code. Let's get that on the line here. Hello,
hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. This is Hattie.
Hi, Hattie.
Hi, stranger.
Hey, Hattie, can you turn your radio down just a little bit?
Okay, let me go in another room because I've lost
the remote. That's better.
Okay.
Now we have no interference. That's good.
Okay, great. I'm just the craziest thing happened. I just woke up. I cannot get you online, so I had to try to listen in. What do you have for me?
Okay, what is, no, you don't, nobody has to tell their age. You only need your month and day to give you your guardian angel.
July 2nd.
July 2nd. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to spell this for you because I'm not trying to pronounce any of these tonight. They're actually in the Hebrew language here. It's Y-E-Y-I-Y-A-E-L, like in Elohim, E-L on that last one. That's very powerful. That's probably where you get a lot of your insight.
Okay.
You know, because I'm a numerologist, and the Hebrew alphabet has meanings, and that those letters are very powerful. I'm going to spell it again, Y-E-Y-I-Y-A-E-L, and that's your guardian angel. He was given to you at the time of your birth, and it means force. And mastery in all forms, vision, conception, and accomplishment. And I could certainly see it with you in vision and being able to, the conception part, being able to. So you, because you have these gifts, this is probably why you have been struck physically. So you need to call upon this guardian angel in the name of Jesus to help you through this physical ailment in which you're dealing with. And he has mastery on in the Y-E, the Y-I, the Y-A, and then the E-L is a principle of excellence, which is Elohim, the first letters of God's name. So there's a lot of power with this angel, and definitely should be put to good use. Now, I will do your angel reading. I'm using the Archangel Oracle cards. Okay. The first card is Archangel Michael, and he wants you to know that he's protecting you against the lower energies that you're dealing with, and that means within yourself, within other people, and he's guarding you and your loved ones and your home. So he's there to protect you. The next angel is Ariel, A-R-I-E-L. And she is basically telling you not to hold anything back right now. You're ready to actually surprise people and surprise yourself. And you're going to probably in the next couple of weeks, I want to say, maybe 3 weeks at most, because we got that 3-week delay with Daniel tonight, and that was given to me by the Spirit. And the last card is Relationship Harmony. And this is the angel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, and they're in saying we, plural, are opening the hearts of everyone that you're involved with now. And some of the things that you've had in arguments or any kind of inner conflicts are going to be resolved. So the things that you're facing are going to be resolved. You have these three angels that are along with your guardian angel, who I think you should work with privately in the name of Jesus to work on your physical issues. And I think you're going to surprise the world.
It's amazing that you would tell me that. I've been being told that exact thing in the last 2 weeks almost. I need to call you and we talk.
Okay.
Great.
Well, you know you can do that.
You're always great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm so glad I woke up.
Well, thank you, Angel, for waking her up.
Yeah.
Well, we love having you, and thank you for calling.
Well, I'll keep listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Now we have someone from the 312 area code. Let's get them.
Hello?
Hello? You're on the
Hello?
Air.
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? Yes.
Hey,
can you
I didn't
hear me?
Push the button. Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't even push the button. I was just listening. I didn't do anything.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, I just went around the, right down the line here. I guess I forgot to look for the question mark.
Oh, okay.
You're a little distracted. See, they're making you do everything.
I
oh,
know,
wow.
huh? Yes.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Hello?
Janet?
Gosh.
Uh-oh.
Janet?
Hello?
Hello, Janet? Oh, man, I can't even see if we lost her. This is horrible. I wonder
I
if she can get called back
hear
in.
Her.
Hello?
Janet? Hello? Sometimes I wonder about technology and all of its wonders and glory.
Yikes.
Well, I wonder what happened to her.
I can hear her voice in the back.
I can't barely. I heard it that once. I heard her kind of
okay.
chuckle.
Must be, it might be her internet connection, too.
Well, could be her phone. I
oh,
guess.
You know what? She did say those phones go out. She surely did say that.
Did she?
Yeah.
So I missed that part of the show.
Hello.
Damn
Hello.
It.
I got kicked off of there somehow. Okay. So.
Did the phone go out?
No,
okay.
I got kicked off somehow. I don't
okay.
know. Maybe I hit something I shouldn't have. I'm new to the. This is what Marcia normally does, and I read. But now I have to. They've changed the way they handle things, so I'm having to be, you know, all around the place here. So, do you want an angel reading?
Sure.
Okay. Give me. You want to know who your birth angel is?
Sure. 5/12.
Okay. July 12?
5. May 12.
May 12. Thank you. Ooh, this is a good one. L-O-A-V-I-Y-A-H.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, A is an apple?
It's, let me give it again. L-O-A-V-I. Y-A-H, yeah, on that last one. Very powerful.
Olivia.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a pretty name, huh?
That is a nice name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, Olivia. I like that. Well, at least you were brave enough.
To say it?
Yeah.
No,
low, like
saying,
in love.
Low.
A is in, yeah, this is the phonic pronunciation. Low as in love. A is in arrow. B-I is in victory. And ya is in yard. And H is vocalized as soft. So you got it good. You did good.
Oh,
I should have you here reading these books.
I was actually trying to pronounce all of them as you were saying them. I was just writing them like, okay, that's sad. I was just writing them down.
Okay, other famous people under the same influence is Billy Joel, the singer.
Oh.
Emilio Estevez, the actor. Florence Nightingale. Harvey Keitel.
No. Oh, wow.
Joe Louis, the boxer.
That's my grandma's
Catherine
cousin.
Catherine Hepburn, the actress.
That's my grandma's
Margaret
cousin.
Rutherford, the actress. And Stevie Wonder.
Well, these are Taurians.
Wow.
And you know
Pardon?
Joe Louis is my, these are Taurians. Some of them, most of them are Taurians. And Joe Louis is my grandma's cousin.
Wow. And he's
yeah.
under the same influence and same angel as you.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Okay. Okay, this angel is, protects, for one thing, and also has a lot to do with fame. Well, as you can tell, look at the people, personal charisma,
wow,
social, being able to be very social with other people. Also understanding men. Well, you need that one, huh? Isn't that lovely? And achievements with men, helping men to achieve. So you, as a partner, would be able to help a man to achieve. So, you know, if you want to read, there's a couple pages on this. So you need to call upon this angel to help you with romance.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to do your angel reading using the Archangel Oracle cards tonight. The first one is Jeremiah, overcoming difficulties. That is your first process, mm-hmm, that you're going to be able to overcome the difficulties that you're now facing. Mm. And the worst is behind you now. As you enter this new year, you're going to overcome all previous challenges. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. No, that's
mm-hmm
right.
We received
wow
that tonight, huh?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
wow.
The second one is patience around matters of your heart. to realize that you've come a long way. Remember that?
Yes.
You've come a long way, yeah. You've come a long way, and now that you're going to have a more nurturing partner in your life, someone
oh, wow
that really cares about you. And the last one is Raphael, which is the angel of the lovers in the tarot card, and he wants you to just take some big, deep breaths and know that the past is behind you and to awaken now to your new energy and to release everything that you need to release from the past. Boy, that sure fits you tonight, Vicki.
It sure does. I'm up for teasing. This is interesting.
That
oh,
sure
wow
fits
this
you
is
tonight.
Really strange. Okay, wow. And
yeah,
I will call on that angel. That is just very interesting. Oh, my God.
I know, huh? That's why I wanted
yeah
to do this show tonight, because I just felt like the Spirit worked upon me to do this, because some of us have been struggling for so long that we actually really need to connect with our angels. We do.
And it's interesting because it was all in my head. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to know my grandma's cousin was there. So, I don't tell a lot of people that, but you know, they were really close growing up, and they actually look just alike. It's kind of eerie that they favor, and that's interesting.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
God bless you, and thank you for calling.
All right. Have a good night, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this seems to be hitting everybody, Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm happy about, and I feel, you know, sorry, I lost out. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I hit something or what.
Well,
but
it never came. Vicki and I tried to keep it alive.
Good, thank you.
We could hear you a little bit, and then I'm like, you can hear the line clicking, and I'm like, I wonder what's going on. And I'm sitting there thinking, does she know enough about watching the switchboard when it comes up? Do you want to end your show? You say no, and dial
mm-hmm
back in. I'm like, oh, man, what's going to happen here? This could be bad.
Well, thank you for hanging in there.
Technical issues.
Uh-huh. And that's why, but in a way, I got my feet wet. And if I ever had to, God forbid anything happened to either one of us, but, you know, things do happen. And
well, if something happens to you, I'm stuck because I can't get in.
Okay, we have an area code 212. Let's see if we can get them on
that's
the line here. Hello.
Hello.
212.
Hi. This is Meredith.
Oh, hi, Meredith. Long
hi.
Time no hear.
I know. I actually remembered that you had you emailed me, and I went and checked it, and I said, oh, my goodness, it's 4 p.m. West Coast. It's got to be on right about now. I tuned in. So I'm not sure exactly what you're doing, but you're doing something with angels, right?
Yes, we are. Okay, if you'll just give me your month and date. Nobody has to tell their age. I just need the month and the day. I'll tell you who your birth angel is.
Okay, January 10th.
January 10th.
You know, there's the Hebrew calendar, too. It's a different... It's different.
Yeah, well, this is definitely in Hebrew. This is interesting. I'll spell this for you, and you can give it a whirl if you want to. MITSARAEL.
MAT. Say that once again.
MIT.
Uh-huh.
MITSARAEL.
MITSA. SA.
RA.
RA.
EL.
EL. Wow. Never heard of that one before.
I know. That's your guardian angel. That was who was assigned to you at birth. And I can give you the phonic here. It says for the MI as in miracle. That's so, and the TSA as in Tsar. And R-A is in Rama,
oh, okay.
And E-L is in elevation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this angel has a lot to do with loving maternal protection. Has a lot to do with directional, also moral intentions. Perfect orientation, rotation, renewal within, natural cycles of existence, and principle of excellence, which, you know, which you chose in your profession. So that fits. And people that were born under the same influence is Crystal Gayle, the singer, Alexander Hamilton, former U.S. president, Howard Stern, interesting. Jack
that
London.
One we can, that one we can. That one we can skip.
let's see. And Naomi Judd, the singer, and Richard Nixon, former president. So
yeah,
accomplished
that one we
can
skip people. I knew about Nixon. Yeah, I knew
you did know
Nixon.
About him?
Yeah, I did know about him, yeah.
Okay. So this angel could actually help you with being able to figure out things through deep introspection and also an inner examination of yourself and others, being able to help people figure out things. He's actually very close to being a visionary guardian. And under his protection, he gives you great intellectual, explosive energy. In other words, you'd get things quick or you figure things out fast. Gives you an exceptional aptitude for inventing new modes of transmission, verbal transmission. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much. A new angel. He's
well, I'm
going to
give you your angel reading now from the Archangel Oracle cards. Let's see what they say to you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, the first one is Archangel Michael. And he wants you to know that he is keeping you safe. In everywhere that you go, in your travel, in your home. And the second one is Zadikiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L, giving you loving guidance that you can hear inside your mind and also coming from other people and guiding you to see what they need. That fits. That fits. That really fits. And the last one is Gabriel, and he wants you to be good to yourself. He wants you to nurture your own little inner child. There's a reason for that, and it's very important that you do that right now because of something that is going to occur in the future. That's interesting, too.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
Hopefully it's not bad. Hopefully it's on the good side.
Oh, yeah, definitely on the good side.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Yes, it is. Nurturing your inner child a lot of times has to do with the fact, in my case, I didn't get it from one of my parents. So I had to learn to deal with that part and then overcome it by nurturing. And this has something to do with a future relationship for you.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I like it. I always like Archangel Raphael. I mean, I'm Archangel Michael, rather. So he's like one of my favorites. So
he's right
that's
there.
Good.
He was your number one.
that's
your
great.
Number one. And I think you should really learn about your birth angel because it has a lot to do with what you're doing. And I think it would be a tremendous aid to you. And, you know, we all get tired, right, or get a little worn down sometimes, and just call on him, especially
okay.
if you're dealing with something tough.
Yeah. So how is it determined that which days are associated with the angels? Do you have any idea how that works?
Well, I got this. It's this book you can get. Like I said, I got it at a reasonable rate on Amazon. It runs somewhere between $20 and $25 at, you know, Barnes & Noble and other bookstores. But there's more than there's a lot of reference here that I wouldn't have time to get into on a basis, but you might be consider reading up on it's determined on usually like January 1st to January 3rd, 4th to the 8th, 9th to the 13th, and things like that. That's how it's determined. And these angels are broken down in Hebrew form.
I see. So a certain angel covers a few days of the calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder how they determined which angel would go with which days. It's fascinating to me.
I'm pretty sure it has to do with numerology.
Okay. Well, that would make sense.
You know, everything in God's universe is mathematically precise. He's the great mathematician, and like Scripture says, every hair on our head is numbered. And so everything about us is known, and he assigns angels to us for many reasons, for life quests, life careers, life in general. So,
yeah, that's absolutely true. In Judaism, every piece, blade of grass, every flower, every tree has an angel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And every letter in the Hebrew alphabet has a number assigned to it.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yep.
Before I even cut grass or trim the heads, I'm like, is it all right? I ask them, you know, is it okay if I do this? Because they are living things.
That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. That's great.
Well, it's really nice to hear from you.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to monopolize the time. Thank you so much, Daisy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, Janet. It's kind of strange, you know, to people who don't understand or they're trying to learn that, you know, it's difficult for them to understand if you take this part of this, like astrology, and you take that part, which is numerology, and you take some other part. You have to take all these parts. Not that one part or the other can't give you the answer that you're looking for, but if you take all these parts together, you know, it's amazing information that you can come up with.
Well, that's like my favorite scripture, Romans 8, and it's the last scripture. All things work together for good. All things work together for good to those who love God. And God has given me the message for people to meditate each day on the fact that he loves you. And watch how I've been doing it, and things have been changing. Things have also been very revealing. And you may not like some of the things that are revealed, but it's for your own best interest. You know, and that's how you have to look at it. And realize that just like the practice of the nativity, you know, which is done, but yet for many, many years, fundamentalistic religions have condemned. But what did the wise men do? They followed the star.
Right.
And that star was in the sky for a year. And, you know, that just when you see, like I said, the angels are like in an angel hall waiting to serve us, but they listen to the word. And they listen to the word. And if we, in Jeremiah chapter 1, if we speak the word over ourselves, then the angels are ready to perform it. But we do things according to the way we believe. If you get up and believe that you're a sick person, you're not going to get anywhere, and this negative energy is never going to end, then you keep yourself stuck in it.
Well, and those people that only half-heartedly believe that things can change, you know, you have to live that change. You have to pray, not saying, can I have, you know, is it all right if I have, will I ever, you know, when you leave all those kinds of questions up in the air for God to answer, God's not going to deny you anything. He's not going to deny you anything unless it's going to hurt you or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so
if they just remember that it's based on love.
Right. And instead of saying, can I have, will I ever, say thank you for. Like, you already have it. The Bible tells us to pray in thanksgiving. You know, we pray in sorrow and say, can I, will
I. That scripture that I have a hard time with, it's acting like things are already there, even though they're not. And I have trouble with that scripture.
If you pray in thanksgiving, it's like telling Santa, you want a car? Well, yeah, Santa, I want a car. But the thing is, if you say, thank you, God, for giving me this car or getting me this car, you know, the next thing you might get the feeling of is, well, what color do you want? Because God's saying, okay, you can have a car, but what color do you want, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the difference. That's the difference. Well, sure you can have. You know, sure you can have it. It's yours. They're my riches. You know, you can have anything you want that's, you know, going to be good for you. But if you don't tell him, thank you, like he's already given it to you, then you're not going to get anywhere real quick. And, you know, it's coming more and more popular. A lot of big shots and people with huge followings like Oprah Winfrey and all them telling everybody their success comes from their meditation. They're finding out the key to life and accomplishment is meditation, not the hard work.
That's the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell people tonight to meditate every day on his love, that he loves you. Get up thinking that he loves you.
No, get up knowing that he loves you.
Yeah, but you got to think it. In other words, to know it. Know that he loves you. Absolutely. You know, God loves us. Okay, we've got a couple more callers here. Let's see here. 706.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
I, I'm good. I got in late on everything.
That's okay. We're just glad you're here. What's your month and your day? You don't have to tell your age. Just
224.
224. Okay, let's see who you are. Guardian angel for 224. Okay.
She almost made it to March.
Yeah, she did. Okay.
Would that have been better?
I don't know. It might have been for you. I don't know.
Okay, your angel
is
R-O-A-H-A-E-L. You can give that a stab if you want to. Okay, sorry about the baby in the background here. Okay.
And another
are you voicing your opinion over here, young lady? Huh? Are you voicing your opinion?
It's just another angel putting in her 2 cents.
Putting in her 2 cents, huh? Okay. All right, let's see what your angel does here. Actually, she's been really good.
Mhm. Mhm. She's a good girl.
Yes, she is. She's the best baby I've ever taken care of. Raised 4 kids, bar none. She really is.
Her
a good
Christmas
baby.
Is stuck somewhere in UPS.
Okay, this angel has a lot to do with charisma. Also being able to unify things, being able to show a lot of love, universal love, and absolutely you have a divine call of some kind. And to be able to help people and yourself to evolve, that's a big purpose of this angel. And some of the famous people that are under the same influence are, okay, Adele Davis, Anthony Burgess, Buffalo Bill, Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, Liz Taylor, you go, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she, George Harrison. And Ralph Nader.
Wow. Do you have that negotiation? Negotiation rock star hidden underneath there somewhere, Teresa?
Yeah. My dude, Janet knows that.
Well, I like the fact that you can bring unity, you know. And I have seen that with you. You know, there are times that you've shown me greater patience than I've been told I've had the patience of Joe, but you've shown me greater patience than I have. And so, you know, I would have gotten probably tired or barked or something. Growled at least, as the Leos do. Okay. So your archangel reading tonight.
Okay.
Is the first one is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. I want you to pay attention to your ideas because you have a brilliant idea coming up for a solution. And when it comes, you're supposed to take action on it and not question it. That's it.
Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. The next one is Ezekiel. And he wants you to notice loving guidance that you're receiving inside your mind and also coming from other people, and that you are going to be guided and you're going to know exactly what to do. Oh, and this is interesting. The last one is Uriel again. And he's saying the same thing. you have the power within you and around you to know exactly what to do. So an idea is coming up for your situation, and you're to act on it, and you're going to know exactly what to do. There will be no question. Isn't that good?
Good. Yes.
Praise God. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, okay. Teresa. Have a great new year.
You're welcome. Thank you. Can I listen on in?
Oh, you absolutely.
Sure.
Stay with us.
Sure
absolutely.
Can.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Now we have a 706 area code. So that's... Nope, I'm sorry. That's somebody listening. Two, one, two. Those are people that have been on and still listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess we don't have a caller right now.
Okay. All right, well.
Well, here's
one.
Okay. Nope, that's it.
It's difficult for you to have to do all these things. But anyway, you know, there are lots of reasons that angels come to us for lots of things. There are so many angels.
Armies,
you know,
the scripture said. Legions.
You know.
Armies and armies. Then there's, you know, there's the archangels. Then there's the cherubim. And there's different levels, like you said, of angels that do different things. And there's angels over everything. There's angels over our land.
Well, there's, think about the angels that watch the animals, the birds, the deer, you know, to see that they have enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
These are wild animals, the groundhogs and chipmunks, and ones that you really would like to get rid of. You know, God sees that there's food for them. If they are that important to God, then why would he not see that you had what you needed? All you have to do is pray in thanksgiving. You know, and he'll send all the angels that you could ever imagine or hope for. You know, Anne Braunt wrote, "My soul's awakened, my spirit is soaring and carried aloft on the wings of a breeze." A lot of people say that breeze is the angel's wings, you know?
Well, you know, I just know that God loves us, and he gives his angels charge over us, and they're waiting to assist us in a lot of things. And my spirit, God spoke with my spirit about doing this show on angels to get people, because times have been rough. You know, at the close of last year, in the beginning of this year, the message was given to me, and you can find it in Luke 27, watch and pray for the times are evil. And certainly they have been. If we look over the past year of all the disasters, all the, you know, shootings and unnecessary violence, you know, and people tend to look at those things and get caught up in them. We shouldn't do that. We need to work with our angels right now. And, you know, 2014, we're going to begin the first blood moon spoken of in scripture, and the first one is in the spring of the year in April, and so we're gonna see all the way up to 2015, and this means a lot of changes coming. And I like I said, these preachers, these media preachers, are all getting into numerology now. They're getting into, like Pastor John Hagee did his series on the four blood moons, and the last I heard, he said it was selling like hotcakes. And you know, it is, because it's very informative. And they're, you know, like their whole method now is more towards what people like myself. Have been spiritual people, have been way ahead of our time, have been talking about for long, many moons. many moons.
Well, I just think that people are so into the me, you know, that they don't stop and think that there's good in everybody. And if you put it out there with the smile or with the whatever, you know, you are an angel to somebody else. You know, so...
Well, yeah, you know, if you do an act of kindness...
And if you don't stop and help your brother that you see needs help, you know?
Yeah, Scripture says that, you know, charity covers a multitude of sins. You do an act of kindness, and Jesus demonstrated it when he gave the story of the Good Samaritan, how the Levi priest walked on by, and how the Samaritan stopped and actually even paid the innkeeper to and said, if I owe you any more when I come back through, I'll pay you. You know, actually went out of his way to help. And so we, you know, I think this year, 2014, is going to be more of a humanitarian year. It's going to be more compassion.
Well, we're
going
to take care of each other with what's happening.
It's getting bad out there.
You know, if we don't take care of each other, we're all going to wind up in a mess. You know, so we have to meditate with these angels. We have to bring that goodness into our world, because the badness around us is going to get so much worse than what it is today. And when you look at all those shootings and you look at all those things, you know, you're like, where
is
God?
Hey, we've got a couple of callers that have come on the line here. Let's see if we can get them on 910 area code.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you there, 910? Hello?
Hello?
Nobody's there.
Well,
okay, 662. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Who are we speaking with?
Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Was Santa good to you?
Oh, yes, he was. He was very good to you.
Well, that's good.
Okay,
all
Michael,
right,
would
Michael.
You like to find out who your birth angel is?
Yes, I would.
Okay, what's your month and day?
It is October 6th.
October 6th. Okay, this is interesting. H-E-H-E-H-A-E-L. That's your guardian angel at birth. Let's see what he's about. Okay, baby. Making your debut on the radio, are you, sweetheart?
For those listeners who don't know, Janet takes care of her three granddaughters, ages 4, 2, and what, 2 months?
2.5 months, uh-huh.
Plus, she has a handicapped daughter at home. So Janet multitasks very often, and as she stated earlier, kind of had a babysitter issue today.
Yeah, kind of didn't come through for me. Okay, this angel is to help you make a divine connection as a strong spiritual force. There's a lot to do with your spiritual life with this guardian angel being assigned to you. You need to find out a lot about your spirit side, and this angel helps you transform and evolve. And it's a peace-loving angel, and it promotes harmony in your life and brings harmony to situations. So if you've got something going on, this is a good angel to call upon. Okay, people that are born under the same influence, Jesse Jackson, John Lennon, Matt Damon, Sigourney Weaver, and Archbishop Desmond, I'll spell that last name, T-U-T-F-U.
Tutu?
Yeah,
Desmond
Nobel
Tutu.
Nobel Prize winner.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, some very powerful people there. Okay, let's try doing your reading here. Okay. The first angel is Raphael, and he's speaking to you as far as your health is concerned. This is a health message that you need to look at, review, and introspect on your lifestyle, and you know how you're eating and what you're doing, and to bring. Also to look for your spirit, something to do with your spiritual health, to be able to connect, and that's what you want to use your archangel for. You want to use your birth angel to help you connect. There's something that you need to connect in, on your spiritual side, and something that you need to do to improve your physical health. Okay, and that could be, you know, changing your eating habits, or you'll be guided.
Mm-hmm.
And also, some type of information is coming to you from your angels to, it's either a career change or opening a business or some kind of investment or something that's going to improve your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Does that answer your question, Michael?
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Good. Good.
Good. All right. Well, Michael, please continue to listen to us. Thank you for calling our show this evening, and have a wonderful 2014.
You too, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we seem to be really touching people's issues tonight, which I'm very happy about. It seems to be that fitting with the message that I received to do this show.
Right.
The next show, Marsha and I are going to do, we're going to try to put an 800 number through so that we can both handle the switchboard. And we're going to just do 2014 predictions.
Janet, did
mm-hmm.
you mute Michael's microphone?
Did I know him? Let me check
here. You need
here.
To mute it.
Okay. Okay.
Push the button beside the one you did to get him online.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. All right. Our next show is?
Going to be on 2014, predictions.
Okay, and it's going to be when?
That's a good question. Probably around the end of the month like we are now. I mean, we'll send out notifications and I don't even have a calendar. I got a baby in my arm right now.
Okay.
I don't have a calendar near me, but we will announce that.
Okay.
I'll send out emails and I'll post it on my Facebook page.
Okay, and then we'll have it posted on Blog Talk, too.
Yes, we will.
All right. We had asked some of our callers back in September, October, I don't remember now, the show we did, where you had done some readings, to give us a call back the end of the year and let us know how things had turned out for them based on the reading that you had given them. Well, in that show, Janet, you gave me a reading and you told me that I would, if I hadn't had the dream already, I would have a dream, and you talked about love and money in my life. Well, I keep a dream journal. So I go back and I look, and I'm like, I wonder if this is the dream that Janet was talking about. So I thought, well, you know, if we didn't get a lot of callers who wanted to share with us what has or has not happened based on information that you had given them in the reading, I would bring this up. So in this reading, you said that I would have a dream that would tell me about love and money in my life. Well, I was sleeping, and what I remembered was everything was black except a door in front of me. And I hear this knock on the door, and I go to answer it, and I open it up, and there is a heart and a money sign. Okay, now the money sign comes running toward me and hugs me like it's my long-lost pal, which right now, yeah, pretty much is. But the heart stayed outside the door, kind of sheepish, I can't talk this evening, sheepish and shy. So I didn't know if that was the dream you were talking about, or if you were talking about I should look for something else, another dream.
Well, let me run these cards on you here for a second.
Well, it's like I said, I thought if we didn't have, you know, callers, you know, to take up the time since we had asked our callers to let us know how it had gone, I'm thinking maybe that's the dream that Janet was talking about.
Okay.
That the money would be happy to get here. It's the romance is a little shy about coming forward. Like, okay, buddy, wipe the sheepish off and come through the door. And then I woke up, so that was the end of the dream. And, you know, like I said, everything else was black except this door. I hear the knock, I open it up, and there's, in this darkness, there is the greenest dollar sign.
Hey, this angel, Haneel, is saying you're extra sensitive to your energies and your emotions right now. And to honor yourself and your feelings, there's something else coming that it will clarify everything.
Is it something else in a dream, or is it something else?
And then you'll know what to do, it says. It's another dream.
So I should look for another dream.
Mm-hmm. And you should have it probably before the close of this year.
Okay. Is there anything that we as a group of listeners should look for between now and, say, our next show? Anything we should be diligent with?
I think everybody should connect with their... Everyone should connect with the angels I've given them tonight. I hope they wrote them down. I mean, those were there's some hard pronunciations in Scripture, and this is in the Hebrew format.
Well, and if they didn't write them down, they can go back into Blog Talk and listen to the
show. Or they can email
again.
Us, and I'll be more than happy to answer. We have an email at AOL.
Yeah, Spiritual Percept,
P-E-R-C-E-P. At AOL. Or you can, you know, can contact me on Facebook, and the email address connected with that is Daisy, D A Seymae64 at yahoo.com. And no, huh? And I'll be more than happy to, you know, just give me the birth date, and I'll be more than happy to reply and give you that angel. And this book is worth, you know, it's a very interesting book. It's a guide to the powers of your own guardian angel, and what's, you know, everybody's listed in here, all the birth dates, so.
Well, and it's interesting, too, if you're not really interested in others, what you might want to do is take the information that you've given our listeners and then, you know, take it and research that angel and what you can find out about the angel. That
yeah, and what you can do online, you know, and without getting the book, so. It's
you know, and if then they're interested more about learning more about others' birthdays and what makes them, you know, their coworker or their significant other, you know,
yeah.
Or why their child has chosen this path instead of this one that we wanted them to take, you know, maybe it's in their stars.
Yeah,
you know.
But
so
since the spirit led me to do this, I feel that God wants us to connect with our angels, and like you said, to know, get up every day and to know. But think, you know, when you're thinking of something difficult, think this way: God loves me, so I can be healed. God loves me, so I'm not supposed to be in lack. God loves me, I'm supposed to live a life of abundance. Jesus loves me. Remember the song, "Yes, Jesus Loves Me." Just focus on it, and to the point till you get to where you know that God loves you, and watch things change. And
well,
I think
and wake up every morning and say, "You're lucky to be here.
Yeah,
you have another
thank
day.
You for blessed sleep last night, Lord." And just be able to know that we are loved. We are greatly loved, and greatly loved. I just cannot expound enough of how much God loves us, and to look forward to better things in our life. And we are coming up on a very strong spiritual time. We're going to begin those blood moons, which is a great transformation. And I think we need to be spiritually aware. I think that everything has been leading up to this point.
Well,
we need to connect to our spirit, and we need to know how to connect to our spirit. We need to be able to stop these voices of you know, doubt, fear, anger, bitterness, all those negative emotions, and center ourselves and be connected, be very connected.
Right, and that'll send the positive energy out, and it'll have an effect like ripples in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, I guess maybe that's why you got the message, to bring more positive in with all this evil.
That's correct.
So,
well, I'm going to cut our show a little short here because we have a freezing fog. It's been foggy all day today, and I need to travel into town to pick up my kids. And so I'm going to get going here, and we will announce the next show. I will try and invest in – I upgraded our premium level here, and I'll also put in the 800 number, and then I think we can both be on the switchboard because it's a different level.
Well, we're going to give it a shot, folks. Thank you for listening to us. We hope Santa was good to each and every one of you. We pray for everyone to have a very happy, prosperous, and safe New Year's. Remember to not be angry and not take out all your frustrations on January the 1st, because my mama once told me, what you do on January the 1st, you'll do all year long. So
that's
try to
true.
Hold your tempers and just enjoy your family, be in the present. Work will come back the next day.
God be with you, and if you have any questions, contact us. If you need prayer, contact us, and be at peace and know that in 2014 that it's going to be a very spiritual time. And if you need help connecting, just contact us, and the next show we will do 2014 predictions and what's ahead for you in the following year. God bless you and peace be with you. Shalom.
Good night.
Good night.